Peak Wealth Management proudly presents Finding True Wealth with Nick Hopwood, where we believe by providing education and guidance, we help our clients make sound financial decisions, which ultimately puts them on a path towards their definition of true wealth. Now, here is your certified financial planner professional and founder of Peak Wealth Management, Nick Hopwood.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Finding True Wealth. I am your host, Nick Hopwood, and today, it's just me talking about blueprinting. In 2004, we joined an executive coaching program, and the first thing they had us do was to complete a blueprinting process. Blueprinting means a designed plan. And just like you follow blueprints when building your house, you have a set of blueprints when it comes to you and living your life. It's about living your life by design, not by default. So going through these blueprinting exercises, a series of five exercises, it can help ignite your burning desire and also help find your why. And hopefully a new clarity can be gained, which can help make you live your life much more meaningful and more fulfilling. We talk about finding true wealth, and I really think the term fulfillment is the same thing, or another way to say it. And blueprinting is the foundation for everything. This process, you know, should have been our very first episode, because if you remember what I said in the first episode, I posed the question, if you were a fly on the wall at your own funeral, how would your eulogy read? We're right back to that question here. What is your why, and what do you value most? What's your purpose? What's your vision? What's your mission? And how do you express value that you bring? And what are your goals? Have you set your goals? And going through these activities here will help you blueprint who you are and also who you want to be. And in order to benefit the most from blueprinting, you really need to dig deep and really be honest with yourself. It's not easy. Okay, the first section is values. It's where you identify what you value most. They're kind of like your innermost beliefs. And usually they include aspects such as family, health, religion, career, etc. And having strong convictions about what we value and keeping them front and center in our life, it helps keep us balanced and focused on what matters. It also helps us from compromising, which can really lead to a slippery slope. You know, understanding what we care about and aligning our beliefs and behaviors will lead to a fulfilling life far more satisfying than a series of short-term gains from compromising. And in times of indecision, you can turn to your guiding values, which will frequently give you the framework for making tough decisions. When you're in a period of underachievement or some sort of rut or a funk, you know, you can turn to your values and gain motivation to make extra effort. Some of the greatest fulfillment in life has come from people who felt so strongly about their values that they are willing to devote their lives and in some case sacrifice their lives to live true to their values. And the key is to feel so strongly about your values that you're motivated to take action and live by them. So the first activity of blueprinting is to identify at least six things that you value most in life. Then we rank them in order from 1 to 6. And the next step is to write down what action will you need to take to fully integrate that value into your life. For example, if health is one of my values, the action that I need to take is to exercise at least 3 days a week with my trainer at the gym and eat vegetables every day. So that's a real simple example. I suggest also some sort of tracking system to see how often you are actually exercising and how often you're actually eating those veggies. The way that I like to keep track of these is by using the app Way of Life, which I downloaded from the iPhone App Store, which is free. Basically, in the Way of Life app, every night at 9 o'clock, it reminds you to fill out your journal and you just check the box. Did I exercise today? Yes or no? Did I eat my vegetables today? Yes or no? And I take it a few steps further. Did I play with my kids today? Did I meditate today? And so on. And it keeps your data over time so you know, am I trending in the right direction? Am I doing these activities, which I know that I should be doing? Section 2 is purpose. Without meaningful purpose, we're simply going through the daily grinds and the daily motions of life. The alarm clock goes off, we go to work, we eat, we spend time with family, we relax, go to bed, do it all over again the next day. We could do this for, 40 or 50 years and look back and see what we've accomplished and be disappointed about how much time we spent doing so little or accomplishing so little. Each of us is capable of making a very positive impact in the life we live, and for many people, being a loving spouse and raising great kids is a huge accomplishment, and we should all be proud of that. But meaningful purpose goes a step beyond and transcends what we do for ourselves and our immediate family. Meaningful purpose is where we can share our own special gifts with the rest of the world. For our exercise to finding your meaningful purpose, I have a series of questions. What causes you to jump out of bed in the morning feeling energized and refreshed? What are your unique gifts or skills that you do extremely well? What activities are you passionate about and give you a feeling of great satisfaction and fulfillment? And which causes are you willing to fight for? If you live your life with meaningful purpose, how could the world be a better place? Section 3 is vision. People of great achievement know exactly where they're going, and they take the necessary steps to get there. So what is there for you? There is your ideal future scenario. And this is your dream life, dream job, or business, which you create. If you had absolutely no constraints, you can just wave that magic wand and make it happen. It can be your home, your environmental surroundings, people you surround yourself with, what you do with your time, and what you want to accomplish. It can be anything, but it must be clearly defined, and also include tangibles that you can see, feel, touch, smell, hear. So if you're driving 100% towards it, you can feel it with your senses. And it also must be compelling, something that motivates you to jump out of bed and get working. So let's think big. So for this exercise, we want to answer the following questions. I want people to remember me by saying I was. If I had all the money I ever needed, I would spend my days doing what? If I wasn't so afraid, I would. Relationships I would surround myself with would be like. The environment I live and work in would be. I spend my days working on. Away from the office, I would. And finally, I'll be remembered for. Next, putting it all together and describing your compelling vision of the future. Here's an example. I jump out of bed every morning full of love for God, family, friends, and life. I'm a husband that my wife is proud of, a father my children look up to, and a friend people can count on. I'm financially secure, physically fit, and emotionally healthy. We live in a comfortable home on the lake with a fabulous sunset view every night. Pictures of my family and special moments of our lives line the hallways. The sound of grandchildren fills the house. My days are spent helping people around me reach their full potential. I do this by volunteering at XYZ nonprofit, where I can use my skills and wisdom to pass on to others. My schedule is flexible, and I spend time traveling the country in our RV with my wife. When I go to bed at night, I sleep soundly knowing I help make the world a little better place than when I woke up. So how would your compelling vision read? Would it be similar to that? Most companies have mission statements, but most people do not have personal mission statements. This is section 4. It's your mission. I think now, if you're going through these blueprinting exercises, is the perfect time to develop your personal mission statement. It's not a hokey phrase that we just come up with once and ignore it. Rather, it's a living, breathing document and should be displayed prominently for you to see every day for visual reinforcement. One suggestion would be to laminate it on a little index card and put it in the shower. So I did that long ago. I probably should get back to it. But it reminds you every day what your personal mission statement is. So let's begin by answering a couple more questions. Who do I want to be? How do I conduct myself? What and who is important to me? So let's get something down on paper and let it have an incubation time period where you can step away for a couple of days and then come back and then review and make it authentic and don't forget to read it every day. Section 5 is goals. Sadly, in my experience, I found most people, you know, they have wants and desires, but they've never sat down and set goals and put them down on paper, and then they never check back to see how they did. If you think back to your compelling vision, the one where you live on the lake and you watch the sunset every night, this is a lifetime pursuit. And to make it more manageable, we need to break it up into smaller pieces. And this is where goal setting and action planning come in. To pursue that vision, we need to set 1, 3, 5, and 10-year goals with specific activities that we need to do in order to reach that goal. And don't forget about rewards. When you reach that goal, we need to reward ourselves. So let's go over an example, okay? First, what we want to do is look at that time frame. So if we're sitting down and doing our 1 year, we want to say, how old will I be in 1 year? How old will my spouse be in 1 year? And how old will your kids be? And the same thing for the 5 and 10 years. I actually recommend starting with the longer term goals first, 10, 5, 3, and then finally 1 year. And I think it flows a lot better. And if you start with the long game and then you make it more and more precise as you go on, I think it works better. So let's say you're going over your one year goal, and it might be to lose 30 pounds. So the goal is to lose 30 pounds. What action do I need to take? I would say you need to eat healthy, you need to exercise, perhaps hire a personal trainer. And when you reach that goal of losing 30 pounds, the reward could be something like a new wardrobe because your old clothes are not going to fit. So goal setting is the last step. And once you set those goals, make sure to check back in periodically and see how you're doing. Okay, that was the last step. So in summary, with the full blueprinting exercise, we've examined your values, your meaningful purpose, your compelling vision, your mission, and your goals. And this is not an activity that you're going to be able to do in an hour or two. You're going to pick it up, set it down, come back in a week, maybe 2 weeks, give a little incubation period, and then complete. I think it's good to break it up over a few weeks because you let your subconscious go through the work for you, and then what you might be struggling on today, you come back in a few days, and now all of a sudden, it's clear. That's what I call the incubation period. If you're struggling, just put it down and come back to it. And when you're done, save it. If you write it out with pen and paper, scan it in and put it into the Google Drive. If you're just typing it out on the computer, use the Google Drive so it's always there in the cloud for you. If it gets lost, you're gonna be upset, okay? So that's the way I do it. And I really enjoy looking back and seeing what I was thinking 3, 5, and 10 years ago. You know, in some areas, you reach the goal and you do great. In some areas, you don't. And it's okay, because you know that you're making progress, you're growing as a person and developing over time. And you can just, you know, double down efforts in areas that you're not reaching those goals. So I hope that you enjoy this blueprinting experience. If you would like help getting started, please reach out to me. All of my contact information can be found on peakwm.com, as in Peak Wealth Management. If you have not subscribed, please make it official and click that subscribe button. And we look forward to hearing from you next time.
You've been listening to the Peak Financial Minute with Nick Hopwood. You can subscribe to this podcast through iTunes and the Android Marketplace or by visiting www.peakwm.com. Peak Wealth Management is your premier wealth management partner. Plan, protect, peak. Securities offered through Regulus Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Peak Wealth Management, LLC, a State of Michigan registered investment advisor. Peak Wealth Management, LLC is independent of Regulus Advisors.